The clock is ticking for Benton Harbor High School. That's the message Governor Whitmer brought to worried people in the southwest Michigan city last night. She told local leaders they've got until June 14th to submit a plan to keep their high school open. The state says the district is $18.4 million in debt. It could run out of money by next spring. And if Benton area schools cannot reach an agreement with the state over its debt, the entire district could be dissolved. It's all hitting students pretty hard.
They can't close our school. It ain't no community without our school. Like, we the Tigers. What we gonna be then? I was at this high school first. My parents graduated from this high school. My parents just graduated from the other high school. Other high schools don't mean nothing to me. This is where I was raised from, so this is where I prefer to graduate from.
I just want this school to stay up, and I'm going to keep it up, too. I have no type of negativity that the school is going to get shut down or any type of thing like that. It's not going to get shut down. I got faith that it's not going to shut down. It's just not going to shut down.
You look at us as a target when it's a lot of people in a lot of different cities that's going under the same pressure as us, and we're the light. We're the leaders. We want to be the individuals that make them stand up, the people that make them get up, no matter what it take. If I have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to be at a meeting, I don't care. I will be there.
You got to get up and put your hands in the air.
Yeah.
Say, I believe.
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 You heard from Benton Harbor students LaCorian Traver, Cameron Gordon, and Deasia Spencer. So how is Michigan's track record when it takes over school districts and gets this involved? Craig Thiel of the Nonpartisan Citizens Research Council of Michigan is with us. Craig, just last year, the Benton Harbor District signed a cooperative agreement with the state. It put a CEO in charge of the district and then gave him till 2023 to right the ship on finances and academics. So why is Governor Whitmer stepping in now?
Well, Cindy, last year during the lame duck session in the Michigan legislature, the law that undergirded the cooperative agreement was eliminated. This was the law putting in place a state school reform officer, and so the powers of that person will expire on July 1, and therefore this cooperative agreement between the state and Benton Harbor Schools for the financial and academic plan that you mentioned was going to extend out for about 5 years is eliminated. So this offers an opportunity for Governor Whitmer to reexamine the approach to dealing with Benton Harbor's academic and financial challenges.
Okay, and here the governor is giving the Benton Harbor School Board one more week to, you know, shut down the high school, turn the district into K-8. And if the board does not give the go-ahead, the state treasury is saying the entire district could be forced to dissolve. Why is that?
Well, ultimately, it's up to the local board to decide what to do with schools, with one exception. We passed a law, the state of Michigan passed a law in 2013 that allows the state treasurer with the help of the state superintendent for public instruction to step in and dissolve an entire school district. This was done in the summer of 2013. Primarily to deal with two school districts, Inkster and Buena Vista, and they were dissolved in the summer of 2013, and the students from those districts were reassigned to neighboring school districts, and the education of those students happened outside of Buena Vista and Inkster beginning in the fall of 2013.
Are there any other options for the state or the district, or does state law require the governor to step in?
State law doesn't require the governor to step in here. I think this is the governor saying if the board isn't going to do something that the state wants them to do, in this case, shut down the high school and just concentrate on K-8, then they will flex their muscles and do the dissolution. This is something that, you know, hasn't been used since 2013. There's also on the books the emergency manager law that was put in place decades ago and went through a number of revisions about 10 years ago. But the emergency manager law is another avenue that the governor could pursue to deal with the financial and academic challenges in Benton Harbor.
Craig, would closing the high school be likely to help the district to right itself both financially and certainly academically, where things are very dire? Is there any evidence doing that will work?
It's hard to say. We don't have an experience necessarily here, a direct one-to-one comparison to draw on. I would point out that if you close the high school and the students go to another district, you lose the revenue with those students. So you're not necessarily just losing the expense, but you're also losing the revenue. So on the financial side, I don't see the math adding up there. On the academic side, the neighboring districts likely are going to provide a different opportunity for these students. Whether or not those students flourish will probably be contingent on, you know, what their needs are and if those districts can meet those specific needs. Again, we don't have a clear case study to draw on to say it will work in Benton Harbor. I mean, there's hope that it'll improve the academic progress of these students, but there's no guarantee.
You know, Craig, back in 2017, we all remember the state threatened to close dozens of schools for poor academic performance. And eventually then State Superintendent Brian Whiston came up with this alternative plan for partnership districts that gave districts 3 years to turn around failing schools. Why isn't the state offering that option to Benton Harbor High School?
Well, I think the state would offer that opportunity, and I think at the time, Benton Harbor was contemplated to be a partnership district. The cooperative agreement, however, gives a little longer of a time frame. It puts in place a single figurehead, in this case it was the CEO, to run the school district, to take the powers that the school board had and the superintendent would have and put them all in a CEO. And again, when the law was passed in lame duck eliminating the authority for this cooperative agreement, it basically ended the opportunity for the cooperative agreement to finish out its time. If the control of the school district rolls over to the school board on July 1 when this law comes on, it's likely that the Department of Ed will offer them a partnership. I think the governor's looking to come up with another plan prior to that, and that's this closing of the high school.
So the partnership could be something that we might see evolve.
It might be. It's likely that that will be part of what you know, the governor's proposing as well, for the K-8 program at Benton Harbor to enter into a partnership agreement with the Department of Ed, with the local intermediate school district, with other stakeholders in the community down there in Benton Harbor.
Craig Thiel, let's open up the lens a little bit. How effective has the state been in intervening in failing schools through Michigan in the past?
It's kind of a mixed bag here, Cindy. I think with the finances, there's probably been a little more success in dealing with challenged school districts. On the academics, the verdict is still out on that one. We've seen in Buena Vista and Inkster, we talked about earlier, those students, when they lost their school districts, were assigned to neighboring districts that weren't necessarily any better academically than what they left. So that can be a challenge. You know, it depends on where the school district is located, whether or not the neighboring districts are going to provide a better opportunity for students. In Benton Harbor, there is some hope that that would be the case with the access to, I think, 8 to 10 different school districts, as well as the local community college to provide services. In Inkster and Buena Vista, it was a much more limited opportunity for students. So greater choice, I think, is available in Benton Harbor. So it's a mixed bag, I think, overall on the dissolution process that we've used in Michigan.
Are there success stories that you could point to, a case or two where the state has jumped in and intervened over finances or academics and schools or students, even more importantly, did wind up better off?
We did see something similar with the Detroit Public School bailout and the legislation that went through in 2016. That dissolved the old school district, creating a new public school in its place. The finances seem to be on the right track in Detroit Public Schools. They returned control of the district from an emergency manager over to a elected board who hired a new superintendent, and progress is being made, although it's early to see, you know, how much the needles move in DPS, but clearly there are some good things happening there. So there is some hope, But Detroit was probably a much larger lift than what's going on in Benton Harbor, just in terms of scale, I think. But in terms of, you know, a specific Benton Harbor comparison, it's hard to make one.
But Benton Harbor is certainly not the only district in this state struggling with finances, struggling with academics. Would you expect to see more interventions from the state like this one that's playing out now in Benton Harbor?
I've seen the state actually ratcheting down its interventions. Under the last administration, the plan was to kind of get out of the business of the emergency manager. In fact, the Benton Harbor district, right before the last administration left office, ended a consent agreement that was in place between the district and the state to deal with the finances there. So it's hard to see whether or not this new administration is going to want to turn the tide and start intervening in school districts' finances directly as what has been the case under the previous administration.
Craig Thiel, Citizens Research Council of Michigan. It's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.